Lawmakers asked how it was that 20-year-old Thomas Matthew Crooks was able to get on a roof with a clear line of sight before his attempted assassination of the former president Donald Trump. The House Oversight Committee subpoenaed Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle to testify as part of its investigation into the shooting that nearly killed Trump, killed a rally attendee, and wounded two other people. Cheadle told lawmakers that the assassination attempt is the most significant operational failure in decades.
The Secret Service's solemn mission is to protect our nation's leaders. On July 13th, we failed. As a director of the United States Secret Service, I take full responsibility for any security lapse of our agency. We are fully cooperating with ongoing investigations. We must learn what happened, and I will move heaven and earth to ensure that an incident like July 13th does not happen again.
Maryland Democratic Jamie Raskin asked Cheadle about the shooter being identified that day as a suspicious person and why the Secret Service allowed Trump to take the stage that day anyway. Cheadle answered that there's a difference between a suspicious person and an identifiable threat.
If the detail had been past information that there was a threat, the detail would never have brought the former president out onto stage. That is what we do, and that is who we are. We are charged with protecting all of our protectees.
So you distinguish between someone who is suspicious and someone who's threatening, is that right?
We do. There are a number of times at protective events where suspicious people are identified, and those individuals have to be investigated and determined what is it that identifies that person as suspicious.
She says the Secret Service has secured more than 7,500 locations this year, and each has come with its own security plans and special challenges. Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene asked Cheadle why the shooter wasn't approached and stopped before he got onto the roof.
An individual with a backpack is not a threat. An individual with a rangefinder is not a threat.
What about a man laying on a building that has direct line of sight of President Trump with a gun that people are screaming and pointing out? Is that a threat, Ms. Cheadle?
Once that individual was identified, they were neutralized.
No, they were neutralized. Crooks was neutralized after he shot President Trump in the face.
The Secret Service has an annual budget of $3.1 billion, which is used to protect 36 high-profile people like the president and vice president and their families year-round, as well as visiting world leaders. Virginia Democrat Gerald Connolly grilled Cheadle for answers about whether the easy availability of guns in America makes her agency's job more difficult.
We almost lost a presidential candidate the other day. A 20-year-old had access to his father's AR-15 and got on top of a roof within 500 yards or feet of the podium. And I'm asking you, did the availability of that AR-15, which is replicated all across America, make your job harder or easier? And you're not willing to answer that question? And you think and you wonder why we might have a lack of confidence in your continued ability to direct this agency?
Maryland's Jamie Raskin said that 655 mass shootings took place in America last year. A mass shooting is defined as four or more people being shot at a single event, not including the shooter. Raskin said mass shooting incidents rose by 189% after the 1994 assault weapon ban was allowed to expire after a decade. Authorities are still investigating the incident. So far, they haven't been able to establish a motive. Kimberly Cheadle said the Secret Service is making security plans for major events like the Democratic National Convention next month, the UN General Assembly in September, and the 2025 presidential inauguration. For KPFA News, I'm Audie McAfee.